This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday, happy Friday Eve, and thank you for joining us here. It's a delight to have you. This week, I feel like this week has just gone by so fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure where the time goes. It's just been really busy. I don't know. There have been a lot of weeks where there was nothing going on, and there you are at your house all day, and those weeks seem to take forever. But this week, it's just like, boom. I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh, it's already Thursday. What's that smell? Oh, it's Friday. Right around the corner. Mm. Doing a happy hour this week, you guys?
Oh, we planned that far ahead?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that's the plan, right? You're going to make that happen. All right. This Look at the Trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. Just when you thought you couldn't get enough of us, now you can catch the best clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
Listen from 6 to 10 every Saturday. You'll be hearing the fine curation work of Bryn and Nicole, who put that show together.
Mainly the curation from you guys, yeah. Sarah and Vinny, and we just choose what we think
you're doing the choosing. You're curating.
All right, okay.
We just blab. We go blah, 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 and then you find the
you're
nuggets.
You're the creators.
We're the creators. You're the curators.
We're the choosers, yeah.
Yeah.
Is have you guys asked Vinny? Is Vinny around?
I was actually thinking that maybe he just dropped off the Zoom, but it sounds like he's not there,
puppy.
Huh? I did get some emails from him. I mean, some texts from him. Let me just look at them
quick. Okay, yeah, he's just in the middle of some. He'll be right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he'll be here at some point. And in the meantime, we will carry on. We'll keep calm and carry on.
Carry on my way.
I could sing. It's nice.
Keep going.
I love singing. We can't sing together. That's the problem, you know?
People don't care.
I think people do care. It sounds it's so janky.
I'm gone for 1 second and you guys start singing.
Well, we did. You know, we're like, is Vinny there? Is Vinny there? And then I said, we'll keep calm and carry on. And then Bryn starts singing and I'm like, oh man, we could sing.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Oh, yeah.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Can you guys please sing anything else? Anything?
Do you have any requests, Vinny?
Sure. How about I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry? Go.
Go ahead, Sarah. You go.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. And then the taste of a cherry chapstick. I don't know the words of that one.
You're not even trying.
Well, I don't really know that one. That's a weird one to come out of your mouth.
You asked me, ask me, you know, tell me, give me five to choose from. How about that?
That's fine. Let's just move. Let's just do stuff. Let's do some stuff here.
Whoa. What?
You can not that kind of stuff, Vinny. God, get your mind out of the gutter. God, it's wet down there.
What?
Stop it.
What just happened?
I just noticed. Never mind.
All right.
If you're like me,
and
Minions, I know you are, you don't need another streaming subscription. I don't need another one. No one does. We already have more than we need, right? Because here we are in the pandemic, and I'm out of shows to watch. But if you're like me, you could probably be seduced into another one. And I'm reading this one, I'm thinking, maybe I might have to. Actually, in the end, as I read this story, I'm like, oh, that does sound pretty good. I realized I already have this because it's CBS All Access, which is now turning to Paramount. What's that?
Isn't that what you watch Star Trek on?
Yes. Well, CBS All Access is becoming Paramount Plus.
That's the commercials we've been watching.
The name. Right, exactly. So as I'm reading the story, I'm like, oh, man. And then I see, oh, Star Trek. I'm like, oh, this is, I already have this. So I don't know who's got CBS All Access. Truthfully, I felt like it was pretty niche because at the time that I got it, I specifically went and got it because there was a new Star Trek series, which was totally worth it, by the way. So good. Discovery. And then I found out that all like the Big Brother stuff is on there. And, you know, it's just all the CBS shows. Like, even if we missed Survivor for some reason, if our thing didn't tape it or something, we would have access to it. So everybody at Viacom is trying to woo you. You're being wooed.
Mm.
They're announcing all the exciting content that they have in the pipeline for Paramount Plus. This is launching March 4th. It's $5 a month or $10 for the premium version with no commercials. And as I mentioned, you may already be subscribed to this without even knowing it, because if you're currently watching CBS All Access, they're just rebranding it next week and beefing it up. The biggest thing that they've announced for Paramount Plus, and they've announced a ton of stuff. Like they have 37 brand new series that are going to debut on this in the next year. They want to be the new, you know, Amazon Prime, I guess. It's the revival of Frasier. I loved Frasier. I thought that was a great show, and it looks like they've got most of the cast back together, and they're going to do more episodes of it.
You know, that show was actually really good, and because his character was started on Cheers, which was a show I loved.
I know.
Like, saw every one of them. I really liked Frasier, too, but the problem they had, in my opinion, was they should have moved him to a new market.
Yes.
Rather than have, you know, Niles end up with Daphne, or like some of the stuff, you could tell they were just running out of storylines.
Right.
And I feel like they'd have been better off moving him, because that's what happens in radio.
Yes.
He's a radio guy. Just move him to a new town. So hopefully they do that, give him a new setting, and that would be the way to extend it as well, because there was a point where I as much as I loved that character and I couldn't watch it anymore. It just had gone on too long.
I don't even remember if I did finish watching that. I mean, I definitely watched it. Those were the days of network TV, though, where like on a Thursday or a Tuesday or whatever night it was, you had the six options, you know, and that was really it. Like, we turned to network television because that's where all the good shows were. And you sat through them and you couldn't even tape them. I don't know if you could tape that at the time.
I think Frasier is like one of those all-time great TV characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you, what's his name? Kelsey Grammer probably, you know, feels pretty grateful for a guy. That character lived for 10 years on Cheers and then 10 more on his own. How many years did that show go? Do you have it there?
I don't have it here. Let me see if it says anything. You know, I'm sure I could find that, but it's not in this particular story. But yeah, for sure, he was on Cheers for a long time, and then that was a full-on, that was one of the big sitcoms. That one definitely went on for 8 or 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't have any confirmation on anyone but Kelsey Grammer, but apparently they're trying to get some of the originals back. However, the dad's dead.
The dog's dead.
The dog is dead, too, yeah. I'm sure that Barker Lounger that guy was on.
They were
dead.
Both on for 11 years, it looks like.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there you go.
Cheers and Frasier. Mm-hmm. When did Frasier start on Cheers? Was he a few
Not
years
immediately.
In? Yeah.
But
he definitely
still
had a long run. He was a big character.
A really good run. And that's, I just probably think that he's stoked to go back into that world. It's probably super comfortable. And again, I think it's one of the all-time great TV characters. Really
Do you remember good. His wife on Cheers?
Lilith.
Yeah. That was the first time I'd ever heard that name.
And what I didn't know is that B.B. Newworth, who played her, was like a superstar on Broadway.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that until I met her on Cheers.
Right.
You know. Who's that? So that's probably the biggest thing that they announced, because a lot of people do give a rat's ass about Frasier, for sure. It's not the only revival you can expect. A lot of stuff from 20-ish years ago is coming back. I got a couple things here. So Rugrats, which I...
By the way, Frasier started 2 years in.
Frasier was on for 9+ years on Frasier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Cheers. And, right. You know, he had a pretty deep storyline. Like, he was definitely mm-hmm. one of, by the end, he was one of the major characters. And
You have to think every TV, I don't know, what do you call them now? They're not, TV network, sorry, mm-hmm. that would be the way. Every one of them is just, they tried to do the same thing with Joey off of Friends. Like, that is the goal to take, to spin off and have it run 10 more years.
Yep.
That's the model right there.
Definitely. They're actually pulling that with the Big Bang Theory. That Young Sheldon, that uh-huh. mm-hmm. show definitely has some legs. Can't think of anything else recently, though. A lot of those, like the Law and Orders, they spin off. The CSIs were spinning off for a long time there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, you know, Chicago Fire and, you know, things like that that I wouldn't be surprised to hear that they were spinoffs from other shows. Right. Anyway, so here's a couple of things that are coming up, like revival type stuff. There's going to be a new Rugrats CG animated series, and I did read that they've got the original voice work people for that, I guess. I did not watch Rugrats. My kids occasionally watched it. I think it was a little bit too... They were too young for it when it was actually happening, or maybe it happened before they were born. But that's coming
91?
Back.
91?
I watched that.
When?
91 is when the cartoon series
Then it was over by the time my kids were in the picture. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, I watched it. And then they had like two movies come out too.
I remember there being Rugrats movies.
Yeah, Rugrats in Paris.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, which is an not the one that was made by M. Night Shyamalan, which my kids are just, they're so bummed about it because we went right to the movie theater to see that because my kids are huge Avatar, The Last Airbender. We actually just, John and I, watched with the kids 6 months ago because pandemic. And it's just nice to have a show that everybody wants to watch. And we sat through every episode of 4 seasons of that show. And I loved it by the end.
It's a good show. It's good.
Zuko, come on. Yes, come to Zuko. The light. Come to the light, Zuko.
You can't see my hand up right now.
Oh,
and I don't want to sidetrack you too far. But
don't worry about it.
Speaking of things you're doing during this, have you been playing your Oculus or is that over?
I have been playing my Oculus. I don't want to bore you with that. I'm really into the my Oculus. I should say, for anyone who's like, Oculus, what? It's a virtual reality headset. It's effing amazing, but it gives you a headache. I can maybe play for an hour at a time. And even then, I'm like, oh, just let me get through this one escape room so that I can get the hell out of here. It's tempered by the actual physical pain that I find myself in when I'm playing it. It is awesome, though.
Well,
it is truly awesome.
As you were sort of, you know, it sounds like you also have finished the TV. Christina has finished the TV. There's nothing that she hasn't watched at least once.
It's so aggravating.
How is that possible?
She's up from 9 to 11 each night by herself and puts on the TV. That's how.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she does. We sat down the other night and she goes, what do you want to watch? And I'm like, there's nothing on here I want to watch. What are you talking about?
No, we're actually like, we're revisiting classic movies and
it's over, man. I've seen all the stuff I need to see.
We're watching Bosch and I'm getting kind of sick of it, to tell you the truth. I'm like, somewhere in the middle of season 3 and I'm like,
care. Well,
what about Clarice? Has anybody watched that? No. Are we hearing good things about that?
No.
I watched
some texter will tell us.
Half an episode of The Morning Show, half an episode of that Tekashi 6ix9ine thing.
What'd you think of the Tekashi?
Only half an episode so far and I couldn't, you know, get very far, but he was a dork. It's very interesting. He's like, he's insecure and he just wanted popularity. So I'll try to watch all three. I'll report back in a year or so.
Okay, great. Let us know once you finish the damn thing. You know what? Forget the Tekashi thing.
I want to know about it.
The Morning Show.
I want to
so
watch
good.
That. I want to watch Ted Lasso. Like, that's all part of
my... Oh, my God. You have to watch Ted Lasso.
I really want to do that. I just haven't.
Watch the first episode. They're 22 minutes.
Frozen on repeat. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Ted Lasso. Anyone who hasn't watched Ted Lasso, I'm actually jealous of you because you still have the
most. I'm excited.
amazing show to watch.
I just finished the first episode of Ted Lasso.
Oh, you know what? You're going to love it. You may not think you love it yet, but you're going to love
it. I don't know. It reminds me of The Office a little bit, his character.
By the time you get through, you're like, oh, okay, well, that's cute. Let's watch the next one. By the time you're done with the third episode, you're like, this is my favorite show. I will not stop watching until this is over.
It's really good. And I really love Sudeikis in that role. So I love Ted Lasso more than Sudeikis, but either one can have me. I mean, if they want me.
Goodness.
Oh, then I have to watch it.
Anyway,
it's great.
We're completely out of time. Honestly, we just started talking about shows, you know. We spent 10 minutes on Frasier. Mm-hmm. So it happens. Anyway, Paramount Plus, it's coming and it's wooing you. And you might already have it if you have CBS All Access. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Now that my technical issues are entirely resolved, I believe I will have... It's not true, but my fingers are crossed and I'm hoping for the best that there will be a complete news break after these messages.
Oh, yeah!
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.